regarding students, I think one of the aspects that we need to think is in which geography are we locating ourselves? If we're talking about Europe or the Western Hemisphere, it's one thing. If we would be considering about Africa, Latin America, Asia, probably I think the dynamics will be different. My perspective, I think, will tend to be much more influenced by the situation in Western Europe, well, in Europe in general, I think in the Western Hemisphere, which is the demographics, I think, will change. The demographics of traditional students, meaning those that have just finished secondary education, have come through traditional routes in secondary education, tend to decline and are already declining in some countries. And I think this will pose a challenge for many education institutions. In many ways, I think actually this is already happening in many parts of our country. So some institutions are already diversifying significantly their student body, which means that the students from today will be, the student body will be much more diverse in many of our countries. And I think this will have an implication. This will have an implication in terms of what kind of expectations they bring, and my more diverse, I would say, you'll have more mature students, you have more students that have prior learning that decide to change their professional routes, and in some cases they may be considering changing dramatically, so they have studied a specific subject and then they move to a very different subject. You'll have more students with professional experience. And I think that will be an enormous transformation. But also regarding not only how do we teach and how do we assess students, but what do we teach? It's very different if you're facing an audience of 18, 19-year-old students, or if you're facing an audience of much more diverse, much more international, for instance. I think that will be a dimension that will be significant in many of our countries. Again, something that we're already seeing emerging. And one of the hypotheses that I would raise is that these more diverse students, will they want to follow a degree in this structured way, in the way our traditional students want? Or will they be more focused in sort of having a more flexible route of learning? The other question that I was thinking following the question is, will these students, even the sort of the so-called traditional students, will they be more instrumental or less instrumental regarding higher education? And I've been thinking about this in recent months because of the responsibilities that I have, and also because of my background. So I'm an economist. For many years I've been looking at human capital theory, the impact of how much we have emphasized the economic benefits of taking a degree. And this has been, I think, extremely important to bring more people and to persuade more people to study in higher education, also to persuade society and governments to fund more and to expand more education. But I wonder if we're not seeing some signs of some backtracking on those motivations. On the one hand, I see that a lot of young people feel slightly less motivated by this argument of career prospects, very good jobs, stable jobs, very high returns, because the way they envisage their lives is probably different from their parent generation. So if they focus less in career in the way that we used to think in the last decades of the 20th century and the early 20th century, how much this will affect the way they approach higher education, how much this will affect what they expect from higher education. And this, maybe in a sense of if they focus in higher education less in an instrumental view, what do they want from higher education regarding, for instance, composition of subjects, the types of skills that higher education develops, the types of experiences that this will open up for them. And also, the other dimension that I've been thinking is, we face enormous political and social challenges, and I'm wondering how much this will also force or encourage our education to rethink these dimensions in the way in the type of education that we offer to our students, in the sense that going back to the dimensions of citizenship and civic virtues, but also political and social engagement, and the fact that higher education is not only an instrument to a better position in the labor market, but it's as a much more developmental dimension. And I think it will be interesting to see what will happen in the next 20 years in that respect. And this coming from an economist, I think, means something.